With winter here, New York's food pantries and soup kitchens are feeling the strain of feeding the hungry, especially after two key benefit cuts from the federal government. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt visited one food pantry recently to see how they're coping.
The Focus Food Pantry, sponsored by six Albany area churches, is located just a block away from the state capitol.
How are you?
The
pantry manager, Lorraine Houck, says the busy center is under more strain since the cuts to the federal food stamp program took effect in early November. She and her staff have prepared a basket of groceries that contains $36 worth of fresh produce, meat, and canned goods. It demonstrates what the new cuts will mean to food stamp recipients. The basket would last about 2 to 3 days.
We have egg noodles. We have some Cheerios. We have some ground turkey, tuna fish, beef stew, cranberry juice.
Mark Dunlay is with Hunger Action Network, the lobby group for the state's food pantries and soup kitchens. Dunlay says to make up for the cuts in the food stamp program that took effect in November, worth $332 million in New York, food pantries and soup kitchens would have to double their current services to make up for it. He says that just isn't possible.
And it's just getting harder and harder for these families to stretch their food budget. Many of them are the elderly now, about 20%. Many of them are the working poor. About 40% of the household has somebody working. Many, of course, are children. And also the disabled. And it just seems very unfortunate in a country as rich as we are that we still can't make sure that everybody has enough to eat.
Get some food out of the freezer.
The people who come to the food pantry, known as guests, are normally limited to 2 allotments of food per month. But Houck says if they come back and say they're out of food before the month ends, they're sometimes allowed a third portion. She says no one has to prove a lack of income to qualify for the food, but she says most of the guests are already on food stamps, now known as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Laura, she did not want to give her last name, has been a regular guest lately at the food pantry. She says she's feeling the effects of the $36 per month food stamp benefit reduction, and she wishes Congress could have found something else to cut.
I don't know how they expect people to live. But they can take money from every, you know, there's other places they can get money from.
Laura recently got laid off from a cleaning job. She says her fiancé, who she lives with, saw his food stamp benefits cut to $75 a month, and they were running out of anything to eat.
And sometimes I have to come here for a third visit, and she gives it to me, which is, you know.
Houck, who used to run a middle school cafeteria, is skilled at economizing. She says the food pantry and a related breakfast soup kitchen rely on a combination of state funds, which they then use to buy food from a regional food bank, as well as donations and free USDA food. But she's game to try to stretch things a little further.
Well, we're on a budget. I don't know if we could double it, but we could certainly try.
Governor Cuomo recently gave the state's food pantries and soup kitchens an additional $4.5 million in funding, and he urges New Yorkers to donate money. The emergency food centers are likely to face even more demands as federal unemployment checks for 1.3 million Americans, around 100,000 of them New Yorkers, end for good near the end of December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.